This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the NY1US All-Star Node.
Anybody around for the W2AZ Memorial get-together here on W2RFM?
W2KAO is here.
N2HAK.
X is here.
I'm sorry, double. N2HAK is here.
Heard you both, sir. Go ahead, now.
Yeah, good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Billy. And Pete, the usual suspects. Yeah, good morning, everybody. Pete, we missed you yesterday at breakfast. We had four of us, Seth. No, not Seth. Charlie and I and Nick and Wayne. And then I went and got my hair cut.
Oh.
Quarter after nine. Very good. Very, very good. Watch alarm off here. So, Jim, I couple of Saturdays ago on Amateur Radio Newsline, I heard that microwave conference is going to be here in Rochester in the fall. I forget what the exact date was, but I thought it was great that it got a nice story and was nicely publicized on the Amateur Radio Newsline. I guess Dave K2DH is heading up the project. John BYP checked in, and Charlie and I'll find him on Saturday in the flea market. Yeah. Looking forward to that. So. Go ahead, Jim. How are you? How are things out and out on the canal?
Of course, I'm all about the thing. I never got to Cortland. Had the car all packed, and Diane and I decided not to go. We went to a car show locally in Newark instead, which was very well attended, and it was only down the road. So car is all packed still from Cortland, so we're all ready for rah-rah on Saturday. So we'll keep an eye open for John, and maybe get a chance to park next to him, maybe. But we're all ready to go. Not a heck of a lot new. Probably a lot of boats on the canal, two or three a day here at the moment. Of course, the most entertaining is the banter on the VHF marine radio with them trying to figure out where they're going and who's going and when they're going. And Jesus. And they've got a terrible low spot on the other side of Lock 29, and they've got some buoys there that if you don't go the right way around the buoy, you run aground, because it's like 9 feet on one side and 3.5 on the other. So, of course, these sailboats with any kind of keel on them at all, they just run right onto that low spot and they're done. And so the poor lock guy is on the radio, has to instruct every boat that comes by here, go to the left of the white buoy. And you think they'd get a dredge in there and fix that at some point, but I don't know. Anyway, it gives the lock guy something to do. But it's the radio is very entertaining here. So I'll go ahead, Bill.
WVHAPX.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, wow.
3 feet.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's got to be quite a... Yeah, I don't know what would cause such a large difference from one site to the other. Maybe you have an idea on that, Jim, when it comes back around to you. But anyway, another beautiful morning. Beautiful day starting out here. Yet, I've got my golf league meeting this afternoon. Looks like it's going to be a perfect day to be out there today, and so I'm really looking forward to that. And we had our last group get-together with all of Robin's relatives on Friday. We had lunch way out in Hamlin, I think it is, a restaurant called the Dakota. I don't know if any of you guys are familiar with that. I had never heard about it, never been out that way, but the food was excellent, and of course the camaraderie went right along with it. So they packed up Friday, and everybody took off to go back home Saturday morning. So Robin was breathing a big sigh of relief, to say the least. So anyway, other than that, it was quite a weekend. And let's see, Jim, glad you guys had a good breakfast there yesterday. And the weather isn't looking exactly perfect tomorrow, but looking forward to being out at Fairport, do a little rail fanning for a couple hours tomorrow. So that's the story here. So Pete, over to you, N2AJK, WBAJ, yes?
Good though, this is N2AJK. Well, not much going on. They're going to be, I call it tar and feathering. They're going to be sailing the parking lot. Actually, I had a park somewhere else through the night, probably tonight as well. Yeah, that's okay. I think there's some people still park there. They're towed. Well, last night I was at a place called Sager Stoneyard. It's on the corner of University and Culver Road, sort of in an alleyway. But it's a new pub, and it's actually two pubs combined. combined in one. Last night, Penn State alumni in the Rochester area, he got out of there. You had some peach beer, which was absolutely delicious. Had it there last night. This time they got it in the can, so usually they had it on tap, so I don't know. Maybe it's better to keep the cans up rather than off tap. I don't suppose it had another name, but it was just good. And I had tacos, three different tacos. I think one was pork, the other one was some kind of meat, maybe chicken, and the other one was bean. They had such a crowd that night that they actually ran out, and they only had the beans, and eventually that ran out. So it was delicious. You have to get there early. I guess there's an article in the DNC, so the place is packed. So much for the article. Yeah, a lot of locals, I think, stop by there, which is really cool. It's a cool place, though. You have no place like that around here in West Henrietta. Oh, there may be, but that was so much fun. And today I'm going to go to Palmer's to get my food and meat and other things. And I love the new Palmer's. 40% bigger. Got a sit-down area if you want to get lunch there. And yeah, very nice. Whole new front entrance. Bigger, better. So I encourage everyone to go back. Palmer's are open now. Business as usual. And today is Tuesday, so double point. WD2KAO and 2HAK.
WB2KAO. Yeah, I had heard that it's open. I had heard that they've been open. And boy, they really got that. Think about it. They actually got that expansion done in a relatively short period of time. Good for them. The Dakota is in Hilton, Billy. Dakota is in Hilton. I got in there. It's very good there. Glad you enjoyed that. Yeah, you did. You did comment on that. They were able to accommodate your group there, and everything was really really good. Not much else. I'm going to go to the matinee Red Wing game. Red Wings are in first place in the league, and nothing will put people in the seats quicker than a winning team and beautiful weather. And, yeah, Billy, I guess I'll bring the umbrella to ensure that it doesn't rain. We'll see what happens. Every time I seem to want to go to the ballpark lately, it rains. Not that I've gone that often, but, Billy, it looks good for Friday night for you and I, so it's looking good, you said. At least the long range does, anyway. And then I know, Pete, you said you're going to be helping out at the Hemp Fest on Saturday. Thank you on behalf of the amateur community. Thank you for doing that. And it sounds good, Jim. The car's all packed, right? So you might as well come out, right? I think John said he's going to be in the RV area. Well, we'll find him. We'll find him. Jim, like Billy was asking you, why is the height of the water so much different from one side to the other? It's an interesting question, I guess. Over to you, Jim, W2RFM and the group WB2KAO, and I guess Chris, K2CS, said that Frank had a real big FTH signal on 6 meters Sunday evening during the June contest. Jim, go ahead, Jim.
2RFM, okay. Well, there's a big silt buildup right there on the east side of the Lock 29. There's a creek that runs parallel to Route 31 on the south side of Route 31, and it empties into that canal, and there's a diverter, water diverter, that goes over a waterfall right there, and it dumps right into the same spot. So they've got a hell of a big silt build up there, and it gets piled on one side a little thicker than the other side. And they were supposed to have a big dredging project that was supposed to, they were supposed to dredge from Baldwinsville all the way to Buffalo, but it doesn't look like there's anything going on, although I think the dredging stuff is either on Cayuga Lake or Seneca Lake. I forget, but I think it's Cayuga Lake, they said, where the state dredges are right at the moment. But, yeah, they've got some shallow water there. So gives the lock guys something to do, having to announce everybody to stay on one side of the white buoy or you're going to run aground. So. But there is a car show tonight at the infamous Toomey's Corners, which is 5 and 20 and 64. Of course, you know, years, we've been going to through Toomey's Corners there for years on the way to Bristol to work on the repeater. So Gary and Jim and Gary and I and the assorted folk would always meet at that restaurant right there at Toomey's Corners. Well, Toomey's Corners is no longer called Toomey's Corners. It's now called the Irish Mafia. Okay? And there's a car show there tonight in the back of the old Toomey's place. It's now called the Irish Mafia. I don't know if I'm going to go over there, but of course it's right down the street from the AWA. You know, Toomey's Corners is like a mile, I think, from the AWA there. But unfortunately, they're not both running at the same time. But I don't know. Might take a run down there, but we'll see how it goes. We should be at the Ham Fest on Saturday. We'll look for John. Like I say, I've got stuff in the car from. Well, of course, all the Ham Fest got rained out last year, so I got a ton of stuff yet. So he's all in the car. Go ahead, Bill.
What do you mean, GPS? All right. Well, I kind of get the picture there of the difference in the height from one side to the other. But
this is the MY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales. And why?
Fixing that seemed like a good idea to me, but anyway, hey, not myself here. Tim, I hope, I'm sure we'll be talking before that, but I'm sure you guys will have a good time together tomorrow evening, regardless of the weather. So, I bet you will be down there and at least having some dinner. So, sounds like a plan, and of course, I'm really looking forward to our trip out there to the ballpark on Friday, so other than that, don't really have much else. Pete, over to you.
Very good. Yep. And tonight's half-price ticket night at the ballpark. Don't be a fool like me and decide to go at the last minute, forget about the half-price ticket, and a full price, maybe more. That's me now. Yeah, I'll be at the half-fest Friday between 4 and 8 o'clock, and I'll be helping set up. And then I'll have a little trunk or treat going on Saturday. Got some stereo equipment. I got a set of speakers. I got a Pioneer AM-FM receiver, and also a 10-band stereo equalizer, which is really cool. I love the equalizer especially, but unfortunately it won't connect my Denon AM-FM stereo receiver amplifier. Yeah, certainly the Denon I love. Got the internet radio and everything. It's super fine. And it's not a big deal that I can't connect the equalizer to it. I suppose I could put it after the DD player, but yeah, why bother? It just sounds great. I may have boosted up the bass, but I made 3 dB and that's fine. It's perfect. So, yeah, getting rid of the old father's stereo system, and was my father's, but it was mine from 30 years old. Nice stuff, but certainly loving the new Denon. Definitely state-of-the-art, and with the headphones that I have that have the Bluetooth, you know, I couldn't ask for more. So, hail to the new stuff. And something going on tomorrow? I don't know. Was everybody getting together Wednesday? I don't think it's hell of a salad. There was some talk last week about watching trains. I don't know. Remind me. I'm not sure if there was a day comp or not. Blame me for not being there yesterday at breakfast. I've got to write down the calendar, but I was pretty busy. Like I said, I went to the taco night downtown in Rochester. Had a lot of fun. That would be cool. So I'm spending my money, but I'll never give it away when I die. WB2KAO, N2HAK in a group.
WB2KAO. Yeah, Rail Fanning in Fairport tomorrow at 11:30. And Billy, the game tomorrow is a matinee, 105 with gates opening at noon tomorrow. But yeah, Pete, Rail Fanning 11:30 out at the platform there, Lippridge Lane. So head that way if you so desire. Sounds good. Well, that's it for me. I'll say good morning to everybody. Jim, all the best to you and Diane, John and Donna, and I look forward to seeing you on Saturday, for sure. And you as well, Pete. Billy, I don't think you're going to come up to Barnard for Rah-Rah's Ham Fest, but I expect we'll see you out at the Log Cabin on August 29th for the Rock City Ham Fest. And I don't think you were planning on coming. It'd certainly be great to see you, though, if you were going to come up to Maiden Lane here. So 7-3 all the way around. That's it for me. And everybody, have a good day. Enjoy the day. Billy looks like you got a beautiful beautiful afternoon and early evening for your golf today. W2RFM and the group WB2KAO. Have a good day, fellas.
Roger, W2RFM. Well, we'll look forward to Saturday. And of course, the main reason to go to the Rah Rah Ham Fest is you're on the same side of town as Calabasala. Well, it doesn't make any difference how the Ham Fest works out. I can always get a steak sandwich on the way home. So that's the whole driving force, come over.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we do have a fifth Monday, and we will eat in at Calabasala's on the 29th of June. That's right. All roads lead to Calabasala's, Billy.
Well, very good. Yeah, well, I wish everybody a good day, and I don't think I'll be out there Saturday, but I'll definitely be at the Log Cabin, definitely be out there for that one. And Tim, did you catch the Mets score from last night?
I believe I heard 13-0, but the Washington Nationals beat Kansas City 7-3.
Yeah. All right. Well, I just looked at the MLB website. They said it was 12-0, but anyway, they got shut out big time. I could not believe it. Anyway, well, very good. Yeah, I forgot, Tim, tomorrow's a matinee, so regardless, you're going to be at the ballpark, so enjoy. Everybody have a good day and a good week, and we'll be lurking. So So take care, everybody. And to HAK and the group, WBHATX will listen out.
Okay, Billy. And everyone, have a pleasant day and a week ahead. Hope to see you, some of you on Saturday. I'll be there. I guess they got a lot of helpers help out of the Hamlet this year. Actually, I heard that they were turning people away. So that's good to hear. Everybody get in there, get their hands dirty, make less work everybody else. Okay. Well, everybody, take care. Ta-da. Or ta-da, whatever they say. But go get something to eat and grocery. N2AJK, we'll be clear.
B3MF, WB2KAO.
Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Jim. WB2KAO, B3MF. Yeah, I just connected. I guess it's Tuesday, so I guess you have your Tuesday morning group, and I guess it's near the end of that, and thank you for the call yesterday, and good morning to all, and how are you today, B3MF?
Well, the group just finished up. Pete, N2AJK, just made his final transmission, and like 1 second later, you have connected. So, good. Everything's going good. I'm going to go upstairs here shortly and take a shower. I've got a couple of rugs and doggy pads in the washer here, so take care of that here. And when is your appointment today to see what's happening with your ear? Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for asking. It's 1 o'clock, 1 p.m. at the doctor's. So I was kind of surprised I got it that quick, but I was fortunate, I guess. I'm not a big fan of that doctor, to be honest. Actually, my daughter sent me an email address for a couple of new doctors are joining a group 5 minutes down the road at a health center, and they're looking for new patients. So I filled out online the information they wanted. Maybe I'll hear back from them. I think I mentioned the advantage to the doctor I have, even though I don't like him. He belongs to a group that has after-hours clinics. So I went on Saturday morning. You don't have to schedule. You just show up. And within an hour, I was in and out of there and have the ear looked at. So it'd be nice to get to see what he thinks of it when I see him this afternoon. Back to you, Grandma.
Yeah, very good. Well, hopefully they can figure out what's going on. I guess it was determined on Saturday that there was no wax in the ear. I guess that's been determined. But we'll see what happens. And Gary had a little laser treatment on his eye yesterday, and that seems to have improved things. He was able to read me the quiz today without the magnifying glass, and the glasses that they prescribed to him seem to be working much better now, about 20% better after the laser treatment that he had yesterday. So he was pretty happy about that. And as far as the floaters, they're not going to do anything about that. He says that the doctor said that the body will absorb those, and he says, Gary says, well, it's been, I don't know, 30 years or so, I don't know, 10 years or whatever it was. So I don't know what can be done or what will be or not be done with that. But he was pretty happy with the results from yesterday. Bob, go ahead.
Well, that sounds good, Jim. The CMS attorney. Yeah, that sounds excellent. Excellent. Yeah, fortunately, so far, I don't have any eye issues. I have skin problems on my eyelids, which is a bit of a pain, but I seem to be managing that okay. And this was a very bad year for whatever. Maybe it was an allergy. My eyes were really itchy for the longest time, so I guess that was an allergy. So, but it seems to have waned off a little bit, and it doesn't bother me near as much as it was. Yeah, I think I'm going to go out. I'm going to put some work type shoes on and go out in the backyard and do a bit of trimming of stuff that's growing up in some areas off some bushes and stuff. And today, this week, the yard will be picked up. I won't be here, but I'll be able to put the bag out to be picked up on. I think I'm going to leave Thursday. So anyway, that's the score. And yeah, that was nice yesterday when you called me Mr. Bob. It just made me immediately think of Eric. What a beautiful guy. What a beautiful man. Yeah. And, yeah, that's not much going on. It'd be nice to get up north and then we could talk via ERX and by HF, of course, but I know it's your noise level. It's a bit of a hassle on 80 meters for sure. And maybe I can get my butt in gear and, get my CW to keep going and get into SST there and, make a nuisance to myself. Back to you, B3MF.
B2KAO. You know, Gary called me Sunday night on 40, and John, VA3FN, I think he's over near Ottawa or something, he always calls me. I did not hear Ken, KCY, normally he gives me a call on Sunday on 40. I did not hear him. Well, I always enjoy hearing from our pal Kenny.
Yep.
Yeah, Eric. It was really fun when we had the little 20-foot motorhome up to Cheryl's sister Karen and Rod's up in Encino years ago, and Eric came over and came over to visit. It was great. It was nice to meet him. I think I certainly had talked with him over the years when he would come to the Rochester Ham Fest when it was at the Dome, when it was huge. Second only to Dayton for quite a few years, the Rochester Ham Fest. But I remember talking with him. I don't know if I actually met him there, but I certainly had talked to him. Talked with him many times over the years, and had a chance to meet him when he came over from Cornwall. So, well, Bob, you take care. Have a good day. Good to hear you, and all the best. I'll give you a call later on this afternoon and see how the doctor's appointment went with your ear. Have a good day.
E3MF, WB2KAO. Yeah, very good, Tim. Yeah, when we connect later, I'll tell you a little bit more about my knowledge and getting to know Eric over the years. Yeah. Anyways, you have a good morning, good afternoon. I look forward to chatting this afternoon. And I'm in lazy mode lately. My body is just too sore in too many ways, too many directions lately. Anyways, take care. 73 WB2KO V3MF.
Yes, sir. Take care. We'll be in touch. I'll let you log off. WB2KAO, sir.
73.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node.
WB2KAO KD2RA.